Ed, how would you think this through?
So he only has a right supraclavicular lymph node, nothing else.
Correct. The scans are all negative. We did not do PET scanning. It's not clear whether there's any benefit to that, and it's not covered by insurance for a small cell lung cancer.
And the node's still there, or they took it out?
The node was excised.
Completely excised. Okay, so he's NED.
Correct.
So you have a situation where clearly you have a, well, you would almost call it an unknown primary right now, although if you are calling it small cell, you have to assume it's coming, well, it could be coming from many places. Small cells can originate in many areas. Maybe you could code the PET scan as a lung cancer and then get that done, because I do know that is a problem with PET scanning, in that if you do have a diagnosis of small cell, it is not covered for some very unusual reason through reimbursement, but if it's lung cancer not otherwise specified, it is covered. So that's strategy number one. When you have patients like this, there are several ways to approach them. If it is small cell, you can have a discussion with the patient to say, look, we can consider this a local type of situation in that you have no disease that we can see that's present. Giving you chemotherapy, it would almost be in a prophylactic sense. We don't know what we're treating. We wouldn't know how many cycles to give. If you gave concurrent to the entire field, you would be adding so much excessive toxicity here and not really knowing, again, if you missed an extra pleural or extra thoracic primary on this small cell. I would have much discussions with my colleagues about this case. It might be that just radiation alone to the actual site of excision might be the only thing needed at this point. Or you could watch and wait with very close follow-up with scans to see if a primary would manifest itself. But clearly, there are situations like this where tumors are removed. I had a patient, very similar situation, who had a subcutaneous abdominal nodule that was removed, excised, and it turned out to be non-small cell lung cancer with no obvious primary. Again, a problem there. We observed her for over a year without any indication of a primary coming up, without any additional therapy.
Bottom line, what do you think most likely you'd be doing?
I think I would probably send them to radiation to see if they wanted to consolidate radiation to the actual area where the tumor was, and then just watch them very closely.
How about if instead of being 82, he was 62?
Again, I would probably do very similar aspects without any type of objective tumor in the chest to call this a lung primary or even identifying any disease. I think it's always hardest not to treat. And we like to overtreat in curative settings, but again, I think I would probably hold off and just follow him very closely.
Roy?
Well, this is a very tough case. It's the kind that usually gets transferred into MD Anderson right before a weekend. But this is a situation where clearly, you know, most of the time when small cell lung cancer is on the pathologic diagnosis, they send it to a lung cancer. It's assumed to be lung cancer. But I'm not so sure this is. Clearly, it's extensive disease from wherever it came from. And, you know, a search for primary site, you know, within reasonable limits has not yielded much. This is one where I'd sit down with a pathologist and I'd really carefully look at the pathology. And I'm sure you've done that. And if their best diagnosis is small cell, I think one can do a number of different things here. This is an elderly gentleman, but it sounds like his performance status is reasonable. It is extensive disease, primary unknown. I probably would opt for some chemotherapy here. Probably 3 or 4 cycles of chemotherapy, probably with, in his case, carboplatin, and probably use etoposide. And I'd probably do that, but discuss with him that, you know, we don't really know the primary, but this should cover, you know, most primary sites. Back off if he develops significant toxicity, and probably, you know, see how we do with that. But it's very difficult. I've had a couple of recent cases like this. One came in, it was actually interesting, actually over the holidays on call, a patient with presumed small cell lung cancer with disease throughout his body came into MD Anderson because of cord compression. But the fellow had never smoked. So, you know, that was sort of one ringer. You rarely will see small cell lung cancer in someone who hasn't smoked. And usually they're people who are continuing to smoke. But actually that patient ended up having a small bowel primary. I have several patients I've treated over the years who primary has never been noted in that way. As far as radiation, you know, that certainly could be done. But if it was a good surgical resection, this is presumably a systemic disease. So I would just differ with that a little bit, and I'd probably go more towards systemic therapy.
So that's interesting. So this patient goes to MD Anderson for a second opinion. Depends on which office he goes into. He's either going to get radiation.
No.